Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, what a race this Premier Stakes is going to be. And Gerald Ryan has Trapeze Artist in the race. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
What a race. There's only eight there at the moment, but gee, I reckon it's the race of the day.
Yeah, very good race.
It is.
Yeah. I think Everest, you know, he's going to be the best sprint race you want to see, you know.
Yeah, for sure. How's he done, Trapeze Artist? I understand you had a jump out this morning.
Yeah, no, he's done really well, and claim is always going the 3 week stream runs to give him a jump out. They usually ask when I've gone 3 weeks between runs, and because he was going further, I've usually trolled him. But after his first up run, a couple of weeks later, and prior to running again, but I jumped him out over 600 metres this morning. He went really well, really good.
Yeah, sounds like he was sharp. It's a hard one, I guess, the first up run, the Theo Marx, Gerald, given the state of the track that day. Were you satisfied?
I was very happy, because yeah. I knew, you know, the horse's blood, and looking at him the way he was, he was going to need the run. But I was very happy with him, and he bounced off it terrific, you know, on the Monday and Tuesday. Well, he could have went to the races again. He bounced off it really well and tightened him up and he brought him forward. I thought his first up run was very good.
Yeah. Do you see him where you want him to be after this morning's little jump out?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's made that progression you want.
Yeah, he's improved and will improve again after.
Yep.
But no, I'm really happy. He looks really well, you know. Sam was just brushing him there before, and I stand there looking at him. He looks really well now.
Yeah,
he looks terrific, and he's trimmed up, and he's really good mindset. And Ty was really happy with him this morning. And he sat a length back off his mate and went past him, and they were running quick. You know, they'll clock him up the back there. You know, from the 1400 down to the 1000 meter mark, he ran 22.01, which is very, very good. For there where I clock him from. It was very good.
And Ty gave you the good feel?
Yes, gave a good feel.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Whether he's any sort of judge or not, I don't know. But
oh, he is, isn't he?
He's in him enough now
to
know what he feels like, but he said he feels really well.
Yeah. You've explained it well there with the horse, just that 3 week break, that he just needs that, what you did this morning to get him into Saturday.
He does, because you go out and gallop him or run him up three or four with a mate, well, he won't work.
Yeah.
But jumping out of the barriers really fires him up. He didn't have his blinkers on this morning either. So he went out there prior to trialling, and when Minari was still going, and the two of them straight up the same distance back then, but he worked, and they worked really well, but he worked better this morning than what he went that morning. And I suppose the track's a bit firmer now than what it was back 6 weeks ago, but he went really good.
Yeah, that's a really good report. It's all about timing, isn't it, to October 13?
Yeah, it's a long time out, you know. He's had a long, slow preparation, and he's a good doing horse, and it's all about timing. And he's having ready to peak at his first run back, which is always going to be nearly hard with him because he does so well. And he has won twice first up, once in a maiden, one in a 12-month meter race here, but that was only coming off 18 days in the paddock, not 6 weeks, you know. So, it's all about time and having them right on the day. And this far out, I'm really happy with him.
The forecast for the week, we got 18 today, 19 tomorrow. Then it warms up 25, 28 on Friday and 23 for the races. They're saying there is chance of showers on Saturday, but, you'd think the track's going to be pretty good given the warm weather on Friday.
Yeah, you'd think so. You know, probably get the toe in the ground. As long as it's not heavy, it's okay on soft fives, soft six, as long as it's no worse than that, you know, he's okay on it. Yeah.
Mate, red excitement. I presume you've accepted for the TAB Everest. It was an improving run in the Cameron.
Yeah, he went good. The old fella's been coming up really good. He missed the trial, and he was to go to Hawkesbury first up, and he drew the outside gate with big weight, so I scratched him, and he missed the trial leading into it, and his first up one was good, but he went back to the Cameron and ran very well. It was just not that we always planned to run him in the Epsom, but to get to a mile and a quarter where we want to go with him, he needs another run over 1,600 metres. It was either this race on Saturday or taking the Caulfield on Sunday in the 1,700 metre race. So we got 51 on his back. Have a crack at the Epsom and see, you know, you got him here. And you know, he's a 9-year-old. He doesn't know he's nine. Looks well. Still working good. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get the final field for the Tab Epsom and the Metropolitan once they're done in the next 20-odd minutes or so. But Hartnell is there, accepted for by Godolphin at 57. So the weights don't alter at all. Who have you got to ride at the 51?
Damien Thornton.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like when Damien knows him a little bit because when he's with me, he used to ride him a bit here and that on the track, and he was to ride him one day, Lester Grace one, and at Randwick he was to ride him that day, but Damien got himself suspended and missed out. But Damien knows him. He's watched him all the way along because only thought of him on Friday night. I was sitting there trying to think who we could get, and Sterling threw up his name, so I rung him straight away and said he'd ride 51. So, yeah, Damien's riding him. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll wait for the draw at 10:30 this morning. Just before I let you go, can I get an update on the two-year-olds? You've entered two for the Breeders, Covert Ops and King's Champ, who they won their trials. Are you looking at running both or one of these?
Yeah, no, both of them will run.
Yep.
Covert Ops will be ridden by Ty Anglin. And Mark Sarr will ride King's Champ. So,
okay. Were you happy with them? Obviously, was what you wanted?
They've come on really good from their trials. Like they weren't gunned up in the trials, and their coats come good, eating their feed. Worked very well this morning on the grass, inside grass this morning, and really happy with where they're sitting going into. It's going to be a tough race. They're both little horses, not very big, but probably got the biggest jockeys on them and the smallest horses, but they'll run well. You know, it's 2-year-old, 11 at first start. They've got the nature that they went to the trials and done everything right, and they've got the nature to go there and do the same thing on Saturday. And you know, it's just a whole lot of luck in this race, and who does things right. But no, I'm happy where they are. Yeah.
Good luck, Gerald. Hope they all run well. We'll wait for the draws this morning.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.